Shalom. This is season 2, episode 2 of the Easy Introduction to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. We are in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. This is Hilchot Deot, Perek Bet, Halacha Bet. The Rambam says as follows. After discussing yesterday, or I should say in the past episode, in the beginning of Perek Bet of Hilchot Deot, the idea that somebody can be sick in their soul, not just physically sick, but sick in their soul, and they could take actions that are commonly thought of as bad actions and think that they're good, and think that good actions are bad, is a mistake in their values. The same thing, that same phenomenon exists, in the same way you would go to a doctor to heal somebody's body, if they were sick, so too, you need to go to somebody to help you with the healing of your soul. That person, the Rambam said, is the Chacham. They go to the wise person who themselves is perfected in their character and ask them for advice on how to be healed. And that's where the Rambam picks up in Halacha Beis. V'ketzad hi refuatam. And how is a person supposed to be healed? A person that is suffering, he's at one of the extremes in his deot, and he is suffering from his deot, is mi shehu bal chama, somebody, let's say, who is suffering from a hot temperament, and they are always and easily angered. So, omrim lo, we say to this person, l'hanigatzmo shim huka v'kilo lo yorgesh klal, that if somebody beats him up or curses him, then he does not feel it at all. He shouldn't respond. And he should act this way until the anger leaves his heart. Meaning what the Rambam is suggesting is the person who finds himself at one extreme of anger and is always easily angered, now acts in a way where he controls his anger, even in a place where it's warranted to get upset. In this case, he does not get upset and trains himself not to feel that anger. V'imhaya gavalev, and let's say the person was arrogant, yaning atzmo b'bizayon harbe. He should then act in a way and behave in a way and place himself in situations where he is ashamed. His natural arrogance is put down by the shame that he's feeling. V'yoshev l'mata min hakol, he sits below everybody. V'yobash b'loy sachavot ha'mevazot et levo sheihem v'chayotze b'dvarim elu ad she'akor govalev mimenu v'yakzo derech hamtzayis shidhu derech hatova. And he should dress in rags, which make him ashamed to be dressed that way. People look down upon him until his arrogance is rooted, uprooted from him, and he returns to the middle path where he experiences humility. And that's what drives him, and that's the good path. And when he returns to this middle path, he should go in this middle path his entire days. So it's on this line that he should be with all his character traits. If he finds himself on one extreme, he should distance himself and put himself at the other extreme. And he should act that way for a long time. Until he returns to the good path. And that's the middle ground path of okay. Going forward. Now the Rambam says there are actually two exceptions to the rule of being in the middle ground, where one has to find himself on the extreme always. Right? Usually, we say for every single character trait, a person should be in the derech tova, the derech hamtzayi, in the middle ground. Here, the Rambam is saying there are actually going to be two traits where a person should find themselves at the extreme, and that in the case of these two traits, that's the best place a person should be. V'hu gova lev. The first is arrogance. It's not enough for a person to be humble. Rather, he should hold himself of a lowly spirit, meaning he should go much further than just mere modesty and being humble, but he should put himself very, very low, think very low of himself. Ulefichach nemar b'Moshe Rabbeinu anav mo'od. That's why by Moshe, Moshe wasn't described just as an anav, lo nemar anav belvad, but rather anav mo'od. He was described as very humble, exceedingly humble. Ulefichach sivu chachamim mo'od mo'od hafei shafar rach. And that's why our rabbis in Pirkei Avos told us that we should be very, very low down. Not only that, they said that whoever raises their heart, whoever experiences arrogance, is equivalent to a heretic. As it says, you raised your heart, you thought great of yourself, and you forgot your God. Right, so we say that a person who is arrogant is supposed to be put into cherem, is supposed to be put into ostracize them from the community. So the Rambam goes on and he says, and the second example of a character trait that we should be at the farthest extent, that we shouldn't allow for be in the middle ground for it. Rather, we should completely eradicate it from ourselves and be at the extreme is anger. And it's worthy for a person, the right way is for a person to be at the extreme of anger and never get angry. A person should teach himself not to get angry, even on something that's worthwhile to be angry about. And if a person wants to put fear on his children or the members of his household, in other words, so that they'll act properly, or if they're a leader in high apartness, if they're a leader of the congregation, and he wants to instill fear in them, right? So, and then he wants to use anger as a way to inspire them to move forward. Then what he should do is he should, in essence, fake the anger, and he should show himself as if he's angry, but in reality, deep down, he's perfectly calm, and that way, he won't be angry at all. The Chachamim say, whoever gets angry, it's as if they worship idolatry. And the Chacham say, whoever gets angry, his anger leaves him. And if he's a prophet, his prophecy leaves him. And a person that's full of anger, their life isn't a life. Lefichach, therefore, tzivu chachamim, lisrachik min hakas, ad shiag atzmo shelo yargish afilu dvar hamechisin. V'zeo derech hatova. A person should act in a way that he doesn't feel even the things that upset a normal person, and that's the good path. V'derech hatzadikim hein olubim v'in olvim. Shovim cherpasan v'in hamashivim. Osa me'ava usmechin b'yisurim. The Chacham told us that the tzaddikim, the way they act, is they allow bygones be bygones. They allow insults to go off their back. They listen to people insult them, and they don't pay attention. They act out of love, and they're happy with the pain that comes to them. V'aleim akasav omer v'ohav k'tseis ha-shemesh b'gvuraso. This is that's the idea, is that a person is should always be calm. So the point of this halacha was that a person should never be angry, and a person should experience no arrogance in their life. They should be of exceeding humility. Okay, those are the only two examples where we do not find ourselves in a middle ground. The Rambam continues. This is Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos Halacha Hei. And the Rambam says, "Siyag l'chachma." No, sorry, excuse me. We're in Halacha Dalet. I apologize. The olam yarbe adam b'shtika v'leidaber ela o b'davar chachma o b'dvarim shetzar chahem l'chay gufo. A person should strive as much as possible to be quiet, to exist in silence. not talk all the time. And they should only, when he speaks, he should only speak either words of wisdom or something that's necessary for his life. In other words, you're talking about arranging food or for business. But just talking is not something that the Chachamim look at as something the Rambam is suggesting here. Amru al Rav, Talmid Rabbeinu HaKadosh, L'sach Sicha B'Tela Kol Yamav. It was said about Rav, the student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that he never spoke any words of meaningless words. He was just talking his entire days, as everything he said had meaning to it. Zohi Sichas Rov Kol Adam. And most, if you take a calculation throughout your day of what you've spoken about, most of what we do speak about are things that have no meaning to it whatsoever. And when you do need to say something that's not of wisdom, but rather of your livelihood or something, you should try to minimize as much as you can. This is what the Chacham said, that whoever speaks a lot, the more you speak, the more sin you bring. And the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says that I never found anything better for myself than silence. And even when somebody is speaking Torah, and especially writing Torah, when it comes to Divrei Torah and Chachma, a person should be short in their words, but their content should be great, but the amount of words chosen should be short. This is what the Chachamim taught in the Gemara in Pesachim, that a Rebbe, a teacher, should always teach their students in a short way. Aval, im hayu advar merubim v'inyan ma'at, but if the words are a lot and the content is really nothing, harizah sichlos, this is stupidity. V'alzenemar ki b'hachalom barov v'inyan v'kol ksil barov dvarim. Okay, so that's the end of Halacha Dalet. A person should strive to always be as quiet as possible. And the Rambam continues on this thing. He says in Halacha Hey, this is Hilchos Deos Perek Beis Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Siyag l'chachma shtika, quoting the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, says the fence for chachma, meaning what's going to preserve one's wisdom, is silence. L'fichach lo yimaher lahashiv lo yar beledaber. So a person should not be quick to respond, and nor should they be quick to answer fast. And a teacher should answer their students in a nice way, in a calm way, without screaming at them and without speaking too much. You know, the answer should not go on and on and on. It should be a much easier way of approaching things, and very, very calmly, and not too much said. Hushamar Shlomo Divrei Chachamim Benachas Nishmayim, and this is what King Shlomo said. Now Shlomo said in Kohelas, when he said the words of the wise are heard when said calmly and nicely. Benachat. Okay, on to Halacha Vav. Asul Adam Mahanig Atzma V'Divrei Chalukos Suputui. A person is forbidden to act in a way that's like that's a falsehood, but tricking people. A person shouldn't be false, where what they feel in their heart is one thing and what they say is another. Tocho kubaro. A person should be on the outside just as he is on the inside. Whatever a person has in their mind, in their heart, that's what they should be saying. And it's forbidden to trick somebody, even a Gentile. Ketzad, what's an example of this? If you're a kosher butcher shop and a Gentile comes in, and you'll say, what's the difference? I have a piece of non-kosher meat here. I can't sell it because I'm a kosher butcher. So I'll sell it to the non-Jew. And the non-Jew came into the kosher butcher, knowing it's a kosher butcher, so he assumes he's getting kosher meat. So you say, what's the difference if he eats kosher or he eats non-kosher? The quality of the meat is the same. What's the difference? It's still forbidden to lead this person on and leave him with the impression that he's eating kosher meat when he's not, even again, if he doesn't have to keep kosher because he's a Gentile. Right, and you can't sell something that seems to be right. Even the skin of a shechted animal, of a ritually slaughtered animal, kosher slaughtered animal, even the leather you can't sell. Well, and again, giving the impression that it's from a ritually slaughtered animal when it's not. And he shouldn't give off the impression that he wants to be close to somebody when he knows the person doesn't want to be close, and as he shouldn't offer an invitation when you know the person is not going to accept the invitation from you. Let's say you know they already have plans. You say, "Oh, okay, I'll invite him to something, because I know he's not going to be able to make it." So you give off the impression that you really would like him with you, but you already know that he's going to have to turn it down because he has plans. Lo yiftach lo chavios shu tzarach lefaschan lemachran kidei leftosel shu bishvil chvodo pasach v'chein kayotzevo. And also, you shouldn't imagine you have a bottle of wine, or a cask of wine in this case, that the Rambam brings in your store, and you were planning on opening it that afternoon anyway. And a customer comes in the morning, and you say, "Oh, out of great respect for you, and as a favor to you, and just as something special for you, I'm going to open this up," making it seem like you're doing it for this person, when in reality, you know you were going to open it up anyway later that day. These are things that you're tricking somebody. You're giving them a false impression. You're misleading them to think one thing, even though you're not outright lying. It's still, this is something the Rambam says is forbidden to do. Even one word of falsehood, one word, one misleading word that gives off a false impression is forbidden. Rather, you should be of pure heart than pure mouth. Okay, on to Halacha Zayin. This is Hilchos Deos Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin. Lo ye'odam ba'aschok u'mashalos lo'atzav v'onein el sameach. A person shouldn't be laughing all the time and joking around all the time, but he also shouldn't be depressed at all. Rather, the person should be happy. Kacham ruchacham schok v'kalos rosh magil nas adam la'erva. The rabbi said that joking around too much leads to promiscuity. And a person shouldn't be laughing out of control, but they also shouldn't be incredibly sad. But rather, they should greet everybody in a friendly, nice way. And a person shouldn't be greedy and shouldn't be lazy. Right, so and not work. They should be a person should be working. Ella bal ayin tova memait beisek veosik b'torah. A person should be of a good eye. They should be generous, and they should be positive and optimistic, and they should be involved in their business when they need to, but limited, and be involved in Torah. But also amait hu shehu chelko yismach b'om. Whatever little that he has, he should be very happy with. That's his lot. He should be happy with it. V'lo bal tata, v'lo bal kina, v'lo bal taiva, v'lo rodef achar kavod. A person shouldn't be angry, he shouldn't be jealous, he shouldn't be desirous of everything, and he shouldn't chase after honor. Kach amru chachamim, hakina v'ataiva v'kavod motzin es adam min olam. Chachamim said that jealousy and desire, when you're looking, you have wide eyes, you're looking for everything, and you have respect, that chasing after respect takes a person out of this world. Now, their life isn't really a life because all they're doing is trying to get what the next person has, and all they see is things that they don't have. And when they run into people, they think that these people don't respect them enough, so they want more kavod. Kol shodavar. Here is the general principle. Yelich b'mida ha-benonis. You should go on the middle path, shebechol de'av de'av, every single character trait. I chew kol de'as of mechuvanos memtzos, until you find yourself in the middle path of every single character trait. V'hu, sheshlomo amar, filis me'ega raglecha v'chol darchecha yukonu. Right, so this is what Shlomo Melech meant in Proverbs when he said that this is from Pasuk and Mishlei, that make even the turning of your foot and all your ways should be firm and strong. So what the Rambam did here in Perek Beis, as we end off, Today's episode is all about the proper behavior that a person should try to get to the middle ground, how they should move from extreme to extreme until they find that middle ground and that perfect balance where they're in the good path. And then once they reach that level, so then they can go on the rest of their lives on the good path. Okay, thank you for joining us. That was season 2, episode 2. Shalom.